Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It girls, we the ish girls. I got Jenny and Lindsay in this bitch, girl. Make you move your hips while sipping gin, girl. Make you bounce your tits like it's a jig, girl. Like boom, sip kombucha for your womb. Hannistein squad link up, it's like boom. The girls be giving you vibes. Tune in, chill out, and feel good inside. Like
Hey girls, welcome back to It Girls Podcast. This is Jenny.
This is Lindsay.
Welcome back to another week of your favorite podcast. Make sure to like and subscribe, guys.
So we are going to back on stage. Are you Rizzetti?
Are you Rizzetti? Well, it seems like you are because you're coming for the tickets.
Ready spaghetti. So yeah, basically the 6th of November, 13th of November, the 20th, the 27th, and an extra date, December 4th, we are taking over Liberty Hall with a brand new show, Us Two Bitches on Stage, making you all laugh. And this is going to be the perfect night for, say, like your Christmas party get together with the gals. We're going to entertain your little socks off, girls. So on the 4th, that's our closing night. So that was our last night that we announced since the tickets flew out the door, huns, you know?
No, yeah.
We're all dying to get back on that stage, exactly. Dying to get out, doing stuff, having fun, getting lit, dancing around, being in with a hub of girls. I cannot fucking wait to feel that energy.
I know so many of you guys actually found our podcast, you know, during the start of lockdown. So you have not experienced an It Girls live show yet. And, you know, just so you know, it's not a podcast. Our shows are not us sitting down, you know, talking like what we do on the pod, even though that would also be lit. It's a completely different experience. We try and bring something completely original, completely of its own. We do usually about an hour or so of our own form of stand-up. And then the second half is usually a really fun interactive element. Like at Vicar Street last time, we brought up anonymous questions from Tumblr and got like the audience involved. It was so fun and just fucking gas. Sometimes we've gotten submissions from the audience on the night. Yeah. It's just going to be, we're going to have so much planned for these shows, but you want to get your fucking tickets, girls. They are €29, available from tickets.ie. As we said, 6th, the opening night, gonzo.
Yeah, gone. It's gone. So I think December 4th is a great night. Because it's the start of December. That's when shit really gets fun. Where we're back out in the streets, we're going to be able to have a Christmas party season. Like I'm manifesting that right here, right now.
And the 20th, my birthday weekend. Girls, come on, get your bums in the seats. There's barely any tickets left for the 13th, I think. But there's a handful left for the rest of the shows. But you want to get your tickets now because it is that time of year. You know, lockdown is easing, we are coming back into normal life, and you want to have some plans in the diary. Nothing better than a few little plans with the girlies.
Legit.
Also, if you're listening to this episode on Wednesday, we're live streaming tonight on X Gals. We have upped our live streams. We have a really fun show. It's like a live podcast now. If you've ever been listening to our podcast and you're kind of thinking, oh, you're talking back and forth to us, we always get that. So now you literally can. If you go on to Patreon, we stream twice a month. It's a really fun show. Boo Boo is on the mic.
He's loving it. And you can talk to us in the comments on YouTube or on Discord. Discord is another little part of the X-Gals community that they only have access to. And it's where people have made real life friends. So if you want to come to one of our shows and you haven't got anyone to come with, X-Gals is our more community-based.
Yeah.
Space and podcast. So that's where, if you're a real one, that's where you're gonna be.
If It Girls is the, you know, night out, X Girls is the fucking after party, bitch. Yes. It's where you're making your friends, it's where you're having DMCs. And loads of people actually who are tickets, they're going to our show alone, are chatting to people on Discord, and they're all gonna meet up and go. So that's fucking brilliant. Make
it's
friends.
Unreal. Fiver a month, like where would you get it?
Where would you blatant get it? You'd get it on patreon.com/itgirlspodcast.
That's what I like to hear. So this week we are talking about red flags, and we didn't want it to be like specifically about boyfriends and fuck boys. We're so overhearing that word, or talking about dating, especially because like dating was not happening in lockdown.
Yeah.
Tinder, it was happening all online, or the secret meetups, or like, you know, more so like actual long-term relationships that were dealing with lockdown. So like, we want to talk about like the mix between like red flags within friendships and relationships. So we did a call out because we love to hear from you guys mm-hmm. on Instagram. And it was just great to see like what you guys would consider a big no-no. Mm-hmm. No.
Just a disclaimer, I will not be mentioning any facial hair growth charities in this episode, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Wow.
We will not be referencing any charity.
We're very, very, just to
any social
disclaimer,
media.
We're extremely pro men's mental health. We want all the men to be very mentally well.
We do. We want everyone really to be mentally well, but red flags, okay.
Yes, when women, and sorry, they, them, all mentally well.
All people.
We're hoping everyone is mentally well. That's that's all we want here in It Girls.
Absolutely.
HQ. That's all we're fighting for. That's why
it.
We do what we do.
That is our motto. That's why it's It Girls on the edge. On the edge of mental well-being.
Yes. Always on the edge of helping others mentally. That's just what we're all about. So,
Absolutely. So Lindsay, what would you think? So like, say, for example, right? The ick episode, ooh, controversial, but which it shouldn't have been. But the ick is a very specific thing. You know, as we said back then, the ick is like this kind of thing you can't put your finger on, but just turns you off instantly. It can be completely ridiculous. Like, you know, those episodes, I always think of it like Maury, those shows where it's like, I have this, you know, they had these fears of like a pickle. It's like, that doesn't make sense, but you just are terrified of gherkins for some mm-hmm. reason. That's kind of the ick. It's like, there's no reason you can put your finger on it. Red flags are a little bit more specific because they're kind of early warnings, in my opinion, of possible bad behavior, but they're not absolute.
I guess it's kind of what you can, you see, the thing about red flags is you can always hear, like, especially in like, well, I guess male and females, mm-hmm. I think men will be quick to call like a woman a snotty goat if he hears something like that we would consider a red flag. But for women, if they, you know, they can be very quick in the gals group to be like, red flag, major red flag, dump him, babes, dump him, honey. You know, and we're very, our generation is very much like, your dishwasher breaks, you get a new dishwasher.
Mm, yeah.
You don't try and fix the old dishwasher. Mm-hmm. So I think we're very like, as soon as you kind of can be presented with something that could potentially be like, you know, sometimes it can be a bit like wolf in sheep's clothing, where like at the start, it's kind of like, oh, honey, so good, I hate when you go, you know, something like that. And then it's like, your friends are like, girl, that's a red flag. Don't take that as a nice thing. It's actually
manipulative.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be manipulative without them even, like, almost subconsciously. Like, I think that's the weird thing about red flags, is that a lot of, especially if we're talking about in relationships, but friendships as well to an extent, like, are the way that we exist in them is learned, you know, that way. And we don't always learn in a really healthy way. Like, you might have just only had toxic relationships. So the way you've literally navigated through relationships could be like toxic or unhealthy. So, you know, it's not always a way of finger pointing to the person individually, because they could have just learned that through their parents or, you know, whatever.
Although, I mean, I think we're all fucked up.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and the wildest thing is like, when you join together in closeness, whether it's with a friendship or a relationship, you know, all these things. I remember Dave McSavage saying to me before, he was like, humans are just cactus. And then when you come together, you get prodded, like, you know, all your little spikes come out of like whatever's going on in your life. Like, oh, I was emotionally abused or whatever, with like your past stuff. And you're trying to kind of like connect with each other, but there's all these different spikes. So it's really hard to get super close, because I mean, again, especially our fucking generation, we're so like traumatized, you know, and we're so much more hyper aware of all the different things that we're carrying. Whereas I think our parents were a lot more just make up, make do. We're so like, no, we will not stand for that, which is great. Yeah. But also it's kind of like a little inhuman in some ways.
Well, you can kind of, yeah, I think it's been taken, it exists on like a sliding scale, right? Because I think our parents' generation definitely put up with too much stuff, you know, that way in general. But our generation, because we've gone so against that, we can almost be like not forgiving enough. I think we've lost a bit of that empathy and a bit
because we're scared of being, say, in maybe some of our parents' situations where it's like, oh, I don't want to be like my mom who stayed with this person, or my aunt who stayed with this person, or whatever.
And it is hard to know, you know. I think that's the thing with red flags, is that, like, you know, hindsight is 2020, right? So like a lot of the time I find red flags when I'm thinking about them in my own like old friendships or even in myself or in relationships. I'm like, you can kind of only realize them after the fact. So it is, it's really difficult as well to kind of, you know, kind of notice which ones are the ones that you can work on, or which ones are the ones that you can like, or you're like, okay, that's a bit of a red flag for a bit of jealousy, but like we can I can kind of put up with that. Or the red flags that you're like, that's a huge sign of like bad behavior, or like, you know, emotional kind of manipulation, or just like something that will like exist in our friendship or our relationship forever.
Or even something like, I think it, you know, it's like, what can you handle? Because a red flag for one person may not be for another, you know the way?
Sure. But then there are some red flags that are like, I do think, and we'll get into them, that are kind of exist across the spectrum for everyone, you know, that way. Like, I think, you know, for in relationships, like severe signs of like bad, like really intense jealousy. Everyone has a bit of jealousy in every relationship, I think. But, you know, there are some levels of it where you're like, oh, you're just extremely controlling and want things only. And like that can still be worked on. But I think it's to an extent of like, you know, you might need to do that work without me in the picture. And, you know, it might take you a few years, because some shit, like people sometimes learn stuff that's so flawed. And it's not their own problem. As I said, it can be from your parents, or it can be from, you know, past relationships, that like it takes sometimes twice the amount of unlearning than it did to learn it, you know, that way.
Well, like, it depends as well if the person's willing to learn or willing to change and willing to put the work in. Because I've had some situations where I'm like, this is not right, this is not normal. And they're like, what do you want about? Oh, like they totally can't see it.
So,
and that's
crazy.
The hardest, where that's a major red flag.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, you know, if someone's just not even, doesn't even get in any way where you're coming from, and you're just on complete different pages.
Yeah. When we go through, like, so what would some, like, would you have any like to hand in relationships that would be red flags?
I mean, mine would be from, again, hindsight. And I think,
or even any funny little ones.
Funny little ones.
You know, that way. I'll go, but I go through some of mine. I listed out some.
Yeah, okay. Now, I have some written down too.
These exist on a sliding scale. As I said, some are more serious than others. Yeah. And no men were harmed in this telling of red flags. Big one for me would be like stonewalling and the silent treatment. Mm-hmm. Now, as I said, none of these, I'm not saying that these are absolute no's in relationships. I think they can happen, as I said, at different points. But it's a red flag to me, like that whole like, I'm gonna, like, if we have a fight, you're not hearing from me for 3 days. Mm. I don't like that. I'm like, I understand having a bit of space and a bit of mental clarity, depending on how serious the fight is. But I'm not into the whole, like, I'm punishing you with silence thing. I just think it's a bit of a power grab and a bit manipulative. Again, one that I learned from Sex and the City, the wee guy, the guy who, you know, too short of a time, who's going, we'll do this, we. He's like projecting this relationship that you don't have. I'm like, why are you doing that? That's fucking weird. Goes MIA on a night out. A guy who goes out on a Friday night and you don't hear from him till Monday.
I think we have to do a full episode on that. And maybe on ex-gals actually hearing from people who deal with that. Because that is like an epidemic going on.
That's the real pandemic, girls.
Oh, honey, it is. I mean, they're all incubated in these weird sesh rooms. Fucking, that is like where all, well, it's not, but like that's where... It's gross. They're incubating God knows what.
Texting games, not into that. That kind of like, you hear from me, or like I'll reply immediately and then the guy doesn't reply for like 3 hours. Ugh, I just couldn't.
Are people still doing that?
I think so. That's an oldie, you know?
It's an oldie. I just can't, like, that is just so.
Because we do hear from it from like on our Tumblr DMs and stuff, people being like, you know,
I do actually.
The new one is definitely the like, you're texting them and they're not opening your message, but you can see they're online and then they're like Instagram storying, you know, that way. That's the kind of
so
new
weird
game thing.
There is a weird one that also can be like, you know, a seesaw effect of like, you don't need to, just because you've met someone. Like, I also hate the kind of constant contact that some people request, you know, like just because I'm online doesn't mean that we should be chatting all day.
Yes.
Just because I'm Instagram storying my smoothie doesn't mean that it's like, yes, I am having a nice day. Like sometimes I'm not really a texter.
Some people that are too up in your business as well, which is for.
Or people who are even checking up on your online status, being so like, hey, are you okay? Sorry, saw you're online and you haven't written back.
Oh, it's no, like have some decent, have a shred of fucking decorum. Like, girlie, ladies, please do not be sliding into guys' DMs being like, hey, just saw you online there. Or like, do you know what I like? I hear people doing this and I'm like, girls, 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 can we please chill out? Like, they're fucking, they text them. Say that this is the situation. They've texted the lad they see he's online, but then they go on Instagram stories and like 10 minutes later, he's put up a story. Don't be replying to that story.
Oh, to be like that's the nudge on MSN. Hey. And that was not cool then.
No,
like your whole MSN. On Facebook. Literally, that was never cool. They were annoying elements of like any aspect of social media. Like your whole fucking screen would jitter when you got nudged on MSN. And it's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
I get it. You're there. Oh, I'm fully aware that you're on your fat hole. Like,
you know I'm online.
Dying for me to contact you. It's pathetic and I'm fully icked out.
I know. It's like, that is a... Yeah, exactly. Because that's the thing. It's like, you don't want to be... That is something that would give lads the ick for sure.
Yeah.
That like, hey, kiss. Like, girlies, just if he wants to reply, he'll reply.
That cringes me out. If like I'm not writing back to a dude and then fucking they're replying with like crying laughing face to my,
or like flame
to my, it's like I get it. You're like, oh, it's cool that you didn't reply. That says so much. That little tap of the like emoji reply says so much.
It's, you know,
like,
what it is,
you simp bitch. Yes! sit down
mad simp energy, because it's like, it's basically, yeah, it's trying to be like, I'm cool with you not replying on WhatsApp, I'm still here.
You're so funny
hanging it on IG. It's like okay, no, I saw the WhatsApp thing come through. Like, and also like, if I'm out and I'm like, you know, on my phone, my mates or something like that, I'm not going to be on WhatsApp. But yeah, I might be storying because it's like within the moment. But like, it's not appropriate for me to be texting you on WhatsApp. I'll reply to you when I want to reply.
I just don't want to write to you right now. It ain't a biggie.
But I hate the games. That's one thing. Like when anyone does that, girls or guys, just don't involve yourself in that.
Yeah.
Then I have some lighter ones just for lols.
Okay.
A guy who just doesn't like your pics. I don't like that. I'm not saying it's an end game red flag. But to me, I'm like, why are you playing games? Like, just likes are free.
Yeah, it's weird. People giving them,
especially
out,
like, at the start. You know, now
an
I wouldn't
Amazon gift card. Yeah. Like, hunty.
Like, now I wouldn't notice if Evan's like my pics. But like, you know, a year ago, I'd be like, hunty.
I mean, just like the pic.
Just like the pic, for God's sake, I need the likes.
But it's like, if you're with me, I'm your GF, or we're hanging out, or we're whatever we fucking are. Do you not want me to get more likes? Do you not want the person that you're seeing to get like a lot of likes?
Yeah. Do you not want me to be seen as a boss house IG bitch?
Yeah. Like, do you want your friends scroll through Instagram and not see your little emoticon in the fucking corner? Like, oh, you're so cool. You don't even like our pics. Yeah. You fucking macho.
It's like, what's the message you're trying to send out there? You don't like me.
Okay. Are you trying to say that this bitch likes me even though I don't like her pics? Whoa, man. Whoa, you really got her. Wow.
Oh, yeah. A guy who's too into like spiritualism and psychedelics.
Oh, or vegan.
Yeah.
Any of that shit.
Any of that shit, I'm not into. Like, again, a guy who knows like his rising sign.
Do you not think that men could maybe get a bit more into astral?
No, that would be a red flag for me. A guy who's too into astrology.
Why are only women into astral?
Because like, astrology, as my friend Taya said, is the stock market for women. We fucking love it.
If it's so real, why aren't men into it?
Same with the stock market. If it's so real, why aren't women? It is real. It's just different interests, you know. Women like to explore things about human emotion and about human behavior, and men are, on a whole, straight men, maybe less interested in that, but that's okay because we can just project on little fun things, you know.
I know, I did a little quiz last night. I love quizzes. I'm getting right back into like 1999 desktop vibes. my usage of the internet is very much that, like putting in like, are you in love quiz? I love quizzes.
Yeah.
And like, but I freakishly believe them. And when I get the wrong answer, I'm like, oh my God, fuck's sake. What the hell?
A guy who's like overly invested in all those Jake Paul, Logan Paul fights. I'm like, boring. If they're like randomly into YouTube.
Are they still going? Like, did he have
one last night.
Was it his brother?
2 nights ago. Logan Paul fought Floyd Mayweather.
What one's he? The one who...
Logan Paul's the one who filmed the guy in the suicide forest.
They're both fighters now.
Yeah, Logan was the first one to do it.
Oh.
I just know from random YouTube. There was no winner. It was like an exhibition fight.
What?
Yeah, they do them all the time.
Fighting for fun? No.
It's like an exhibition. So it's like for money.
But no one won.
No, there was no knockout.
It was a tie.
No, but it's not it's not like a professional boxing fight.
I know, but who won?
I don't know. There was no knockout. That's all I know.
Oh, right.
It's an exhibition fight. So it's just like a show. Mm. Like Ali did them, a few like boxes have done. Like Floyd Mayweather's been like retired for years, you know? Mm. So like, it's just like he made $100 million off it.
Mad.
Yeah.
Fair play.
It's just like, mark. I mean, I guess fair play for like lasting that long, but then it's also like, was it fixed? You know, there's all that kind of shit. But a guy who's paying for that shit, I'm like, oh, get a life.
Guy who's getting up at like 3:30 a.m.
Fair enough if it's like, I don't know, for...
Conor McGregor ain't cool anymore. Like,
no, not McGregor, but like, but I can still get like people love the show of it, you know, but like a random YouTube 21-year-old, I'm like, grow up.
I don't get the like crawling out of bed, like
at I think 3 they stay up.
That's stay up on it. That's again equally lame for me.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Ah, bit of fun. I don't mind that as much.
I don't know. Wouldn't be me. My red flags in relationship doesn't have their own friend group.
Ooh,
I don't fucks with that. I hate that when it's like you feel like you're going out and you're like, oh, I'm going out with my friends or this person, that person. I like to have a couple friends, bop around, and I hate to feel like I'm leaving a puppy at home who's like, what will I do while you're gone? It's like, go, I don't know, but like I've planned my shit. I don't know why you're not planning. I hate that. Like, I mean, okay, I'll pump some breast milk and I'll leave it in the fridge and you can suckle on that while I'm gone. Like, what do you want from me, bro? You know, like, I want you to have some mates that you can maintain and you're seeing. And we're both just then coming back and joining and being like, oh, you said this, but you know that. I think that's what I would expect from a guy. I really appreciate it from men as well. I think
rare like, as well. A lot of men like tend to like lose their friends in the relationship more than women do. I find I've seen a lot of that. Guys like, I have loads of mates, and it's like their friends were just like going out and getting with girls' mates, like club mates. It's like they're not actual
or
friends.
Just not nourishing their mates. That they'd have like, yes, their mates from school or whatever, but it's like, oh, you know, they're like, oh, my best mate. This, it's like, but you never hang out with them. Yeah, go like, plan something.
Lack
do something.
Of social independence is definitely a red flag.
Yeah, and it's just like then because it just affects you because you're like aware when you're going out that they're like have nothing to do and you're like, oh, okay. They're like, it's like that movie, I Love You, Man. One of my fucking fave light movies with Paul Rudd. Where like she has all her friends and like they get engaged and he walks in and he hears his fiance be like, I don't know who's gonna come to the wedding, like he has no friends, and he's like, fuck, I need to make some friends.
I've never seen
it's so good, and he's like trying to make friends, and then he makes a bestie. It's I won't give it away, but it's fucking gas. And it's just so true, like sometimes guys, people just don't like, I'm like, go. That was a big thing for me because I have friends, so I want that to be equal, and I don't like to feel bad if they're like, oh, what am I gonna do? Or I don't like planning. My mom kind of plans for my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like, he's like, and he loves it. He's like, Terry's texting me. What will I say? She's like, meet him for a coffee, an outdoor coffee.
And like, would you want to be doing that?
No, you don't.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's gas that my mom and dad do that, and it works for them. Slay all day. But it's just gas. And he's like, well, okay. And what if I get there before him? Do I buy Terry a coffee or is that a date? I'm like, Dad, you've known this man since you were 4. I don't think he's thinking that you're going to come on to him if you have an Americano sat down. Like, he's like, but it's just that he hasn't pushed himself maybe to nurse those friendships because I think maybe women are better at that.
Mm.
Another one would be doesn't have a passion.
Mm.
You know, when a guy is like, yeah, they have their job. And they maybe like they have their couple mates, but they don't really have something that, you know, interests. Like they're, you know, you'd be like, oh, what do you want to listen to? I don't know. Yeah, whatever. It's like, do you like this song? Yeah, it's good. You know, where they're not really, they don't have any kind of passions aside of like, you know, or at all. Like that their work is just their work. Their friends, they like their mates. But they don't have anything that they like actually give a fuck about or I like to see a man who's like passionate about something and actually has that like.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be their job, you know, that way. Cause I've been with guys like I could give a fuck whether a guy like loves his job, but it's like do something that you like.
But even if it is their job, if it's something that they're actually passionate about, if they have that passion, I love that in a man.
Yeah. I mean, I'd prefer someone to be passionate and like, you know, they don't have to make like 100K a year, but they like fucking love it. They love what they do. I'm like, pop off.
And in no way does it have to be a shared passion. It's kind of similar to the friends thing. It's like their own independence. It's like if they love fucking the gym, if they love, you know, golf or, you know, clothes and they're mad to go to Milan Fashion Week. I don't know. Either way, pop off and I stan passion.
Yeah. Fashion.
Incredible show. Will we do some friendships before we dive into yours, girlies?
These 100% are not just, you know, to relationships and dating. There is definitely red flags in friendships.
There's
and
toxicity everywhere. Toxicity
fucking everywhere. Oh, there are those bitches.
It's a mine. Okay,
so happy to take your help, but never offers theirs. A taker. A taker. As in, like, they're like, I'm so sad. And then the minute that you're like having a bit of a hard time, they're like, oh no, I am off shopping anyway. It's like, fuck off. The one-sidedness, you know, it's not good. Tries to turn you off other friends of yours. Especially if, like, your friend, like, say you have like a separate friend to the group and you were like, oh, I was hanging out with Mairead the other day, and they're like, she's always so random. It's random that you're friends with her. It's like, what?
Like, that random bitchy energy as well is very like juvenile. I think you have to make an active decision to like separate yourself from that. You know the way?
Like, can't handle, like, you know, there's something that you and I have always said, like my friendship with, say, like Devin doesn't impact your friendship with me. And like your friendship with, say, like someone like Attain doesn't, you know, lessen any other friendship. Yeah. It's like you, like, where does a pool of friendship? You can have multiple friends, multiple sides. We don't all have to be hanging out 24/7, you know, like all that kind of shit. Never initiates a hangout.
Yeah, when you just seem like you're like,
you're like, I'm the one who's always like, do you want to do something? Mm. And then randomly you'll see like they're like popping off in town and you're like, you never invite me, like, you know, that one. Yeah, but it's like, it's weird, you
or
know?
Yeah, or if you're kind of contacting them first all the time, or just constantly being like, oh, how are you getting on, how are you, like, oh, hey.
Yeah
I mean, that's like, it has to be a shared investment of friendship. Yeah, of like, you know, are we both equally into this?
Yeah,
or are you just kind of like, oh, you're still texting me, fun.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Doesn't support you changing or growing and only wants the old you.
Yeah,
so like, say you're getting really into the gym, or you're stopping drinking or something like that, you feel as or you're starting therapy or something, if they're, oh, would you not just have one, or fuck's sake, you're going to the gym now, oh god, I don't want, like, you know, that way. It's
that was
like,
one of mine. Yeah, trying to pull you back and feeling like, oh crap, I don't want to tell my friend that I've like started this PT course, because she's gonna be all like making it about her,
takes
her
it on fucking, themselves.
Oh, you know, I'm weird about my body.
Yeah, or like
okay,
or like, oh, but we always used to be the girls who don't go to the gym.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why aren't, it's like,
and you're gonna be one of those, that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's like not allowing to kind of explore different avenues of life. Like, that was one of mine.
Yeah,
forcing you to get drunk.
Oh, like, yes.
I mean, even now that I'm not drinking, I'm like, okay, I feel like I have to stand on some form of pulpit. I'll make it out of sand and be like, again, still not drinking, guys. Still not drinking. Not gonna drink. Not desiring a drink. I'm not doing it. You know,
but
I can still
thing,
come out to the pub. I'll get my 0%. I can do it all.
Yeah, it's like have
I'm just not drinking. It's
have solidarity in like what you're doing. Like, don't be so insecure that you feel like just because you want to drink, so everyone else has to get locked around you. It's like, that's just major insecure vibes. And like, I don't have the
one
fucking
of the
time for that.
Main
shit.
Things that fucking actually stopped me. Like, because I was like down to like have a couple drinks here and there. But one of the things that I was like, actually, I don't know if you can fucking do this in this country, was like, you know, I'd say I'd meet up with a friend and they'd be like, let's get a few drinks. We have a drink. Well, like, and we're like, I'm like, okay. And I would fully say, I'd be like, yeah, I'll have a drink, but I'm not drinking a lot. I can't handle it anymore. So like, we'll share one bottle of wine, but I'm not going to be like drinking.
Yeah, it's not a sesh.
So I'm saying one bottle of wine, I'll have the drink, so you feel fucking comfortable that I'm drinking or whatever. But then the bottle of wine would be gone and they would just insist on getting another and be like, come on, come on. And once you say yes, it's like that fucking age old thing. Like, just say no. It's like, it would, if I just like had that boundary, it's kind of like it muddies the boundary and it's way harder. Like, I fully could go out and just have two cocktails, whatever, and come home, but it's just the pressure of every now and it's just like,
I think with good friends you can do that, but I think that's the whole red flag thing.
That's the red flag, where it's like, if they just are like, if it's really awkward for you to just like stop after two or three drinks, if they're like, come on, we have like, oh, we haven't been out for ages, come on, like that kind of thing, and you actually feel like you're really letting them down if you don't get shit faced.
So annoying. Another one that tells a lot of white lies and you like catch them out in them.
Oh,
you know that way when you're like friends with someone and they'd be like saying like, oh, like I, you know, like last weekend, like I did blah, blah, blah. And you're kind of like, but I know you didn't do that. Or like just loads of little lies that you're like, they're not big deals. They're not like, you know, catastrophic to the point where you're like lying about like our friendship or something. But you're like, if you're so, to me, it's just like, if someone tells a lot of white lies, and like, it's the same relationships. I'm like, if you're that comfortable telling these lies, like you're very comfortable. I do think lying is like a habit.
That's a random one. I actually don't know.
Like, it's happened to me in past friendships of
my
mine.
My family knew one liar. As a family, we all knew. It's just so, I find lying so awkward because like, I feel like I have been around a liar where like, it's like the whole room knows that they're lying, but they're still keeping it going. And as long as the liar maintains the lie, it still exists.
It's a habit, you know.
It's very bad.
I think people, like when you lie, like you, if you get away with a lie once or twice, you're kind of like, oh, I can just keep lying. And like, obviously the lying exists on a scale. Like some lies can be like terrible, but like some can be, as I said, innocent. You know, that way of like, you're kind of like, why did you, like, you know, it's someone like canceling, being like, hey hon, look, I've just come down with a really bad chest infection. And you're like, just, you know the way, you know when someone tells you shit like that and you're like, I know you haven't, because I was talking to you like last night and you were completely fine.
And the mad thing about that is that it's usually way easier to just be like, tell the truth. I actually have so much to do, my house is a tip, and I fucking just wouldn't be good company today, so I'm gonna say
it's just like,
and that's a good thing to practice yourself with your own boundaries of being like, I don't need this wild my granny fell down the stairs, she lost a limb on the way, so I have to, oh, found the limb, sorry, everything's fine, that's why you haven't seen anything up on social media about it anyway.
Like that, or like ghosting you online all day, and then that was another one of mine, like constantly cancelling plans, like I'm just like, it like, and in a like really short amount of time, you know, that
that
way,
one
like,
sucks, because I've lost friendships over that, and it's just like, what a pointless thing.
It's like, you know, and it's always the person who initiates that, we should hang out, or you arrange something, they canceled like an hour before, you're like, what the fuck?
I'm just not a cancer. I find it mad when people just do it so willy-nilly, you know, when people are like constantly doing it, I'm like, that's mad. I couldn't live with that, like constant anxiety, especially when it's someone you haven't seen in a while and it's this big fucking deal, you're like, oh my god, we got to catch up, and then it's like, oh my goodness, tomorrow I can't, honey, we'll have to meet up soon. It's like, this is the third time we've tried to do this fucking big meetup where we're running into
and
each other's
like
arms,
pink
crying.
Elephant in the room kind of thing. It's like,
and you just have to
arsed.
Accept it, because it's awkward. Can you be arsed? Especially if you haven't seen them so long, you're like, why am I arsed being like, this is the third time, it's not going to happen. Do you just not want to see me?
It's just annoying when you clear your day for shit like that. You know, it's always that person where you're like, I cleared my day for you. Now I'm fucking sat at home on like a Friday night. My fella's off out with his mates. My other friends have other plans because I cancelled on them to see your sorry ass. And now you're cancelling on me.
And then it's like, I mean, it's a weird one because it's like, I don't know how to answer that or to ask that, you know, like, what is going on? This has been so many times.
And I think that's
they'll
why
they'll deny it, because they're obviously already lying about why they're not coming.
And I think that's why it's like one of those like things that's just specifically a red flag, because it's just a red flag of like their respect level of your time. So it's just kind of like, don't prioritize them.
Because I've stopped, that's what I've done. Like, I've stopped friendships with that, because I'm like, I'm never going to like clear my day for you again.
Yeah.
So then we're probably never going to meet up, because I'm never going to give you the time, because I can't afford to have another. Cancellation.
For sure.
So
sorry.
No,
see you
friendship.
Later,
that's so random. What a weird way. And then you just kind of,
it's so awk.
It's so weird. And then you see them in town one day, you're like, oh, hey, oh yeah, we must meet up. It always reminds me of that Sex and City when Carrie is waiting, dying to go on the date with Burger, and she's like, you know, so excited for her, and she's like, wants to have the perfect dress and all that shit, and then she's running around New York City and she bumps into Aiden, and he has the baby in the little papoozles, and he's like, Gary, I've been busy, and she's like, oh, and he's like, we must grab a coffee, and she's like, it's, there's those dates that you just can't wait to do, and then there's those dates that you know is never gonna happen.
And you're kind of both grand with it.
Yeah, and you just say it out of sheer randomness of meeting up to someone that you used to be in school with. Be like, oh, we'll get wine. We will.
Yeah.
We will.
And then it's so awkward when they're like, hey, when do you want to go for that coffee? You're like,
what?
Oh, fuck. I thought this was this weird social kind of thing that we just
I was talking shit, hon. So I thought we were both talking shit. What would we be doing having wine?
I was trying to end the conversation. We must meet up soon.
We will. We will.
What are some of your other ones in friendships?
Making you feel bad about your decisions, you know, when you're kind of like, oh, I'm scared to tell my friend this. I'm scared to say. Like,
eggshells is a big thing.
Like if you're like, oh, so then if you're kind of like, oh, shit, I won't say, you know. Slagging off in front of other people, you know, when they're like, oh, she always does that kind of thing. As in like, you're the kind of butt of the joke. Sometimes I'm not mad about. And that was my friendships ones not being helpful as well, which you kind of said.
Yeah. I think, the helpful one is a big one, because it's just like, for me, it's like, that's like the essence of like, when relationships have sex, friendships have like help and hands on. And it's like, if that isn't like, it's never going to be 50-50, because sometimes someone could be going through more of a hard time. They might need more help, you know, but it's
but
like,
I think it's like an investment of banking. So like, say I've had so many friends where I'm like, look back and I'm like, wow, I, you know, helped them out there. I brought them here. I introduced them to that. And they've kind of, I would notice that where like, oh, and a lot of their friendships, they're just pulling and they never give back. And it can be from something small of like, going out to dinner and you buy the dinner, or you just always happen to kind of buy their drinks, or like, you know.
And it can be a small thing of just even them being like, hey hon, I know you're, yeah, I know you're moving house, you need a hand with it. You know, it can just be the small offer. And then I have one more, because I think oftentimes at red flags, we only look at like pointed to finger. My other one would be how you act around them. I have had friendships that I'm like, I am not the nicest version of myself around this person.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, it's not that, it's actually a red flag within the friendship itself. It's not that they're bad and it's not that like I'm terrible. It's just that like for some reason, our connection is kind of built on like maybe a bit of a toxicity thing. I've noticed it a lot with like people I've known in the past. Maybe they made a sesh friend.
And
this one person is honestly on paper grand and I love my friend, but I'm like, when y'all are together, you're not the best version of yourself. You're like engaging in toxic shit, you're bitching about people, your hatred, you're staying out all night, you're going offline, we can't find, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah, you're calling in sick. They're like trash can friends, where it's like, you can, you
know, term.
You know those friends who you can just go and be like, and be like insane, and you both just randomly accept each other's crazy ass. Yeah, you're like, I know, but that is bad in the sense of like, disrespect probably for each other in a way.
And like, it's kind of not having, like, something that I value in all of my friendships and the people that I keep around me would be that like we keep each other in check morally and we, you know, we don't, while we're not like, you know, like catching up, like, excuse me, that's not very nice that you canceled or something like that. But it's like, we're also kind of being like, here, that's not cool. Or they'll say to you, be like, here, look, Jenny, like
there's a standard.
There's a standard of behavior that we like keep up with each other. And that's what makes it like really rewarding and a great friendship. And I do think that's like the core of great friendships, is that like you're bringing out good aspects in yourself.
And you do need to be aligned with the same kind of or similar moral compass for that to happen. So a trash can friendship is someone who like walks out on work or just like, you know, fucking hates their whole family. Yeah, you know, like, this kind of madness. Yeah. So you can just kind of be like crazy with them and they kind of always accept you. Like they can scream at you, you can scream at them, you can fuck each other over, but you're still randomly friends. That's just kind of like, it's like a way, it's like a person to meet up with to be your most depraved self.
Yes.
Then you come back to your other friends and you're like, I don't need to tell you because you don't know her. Great. And that's the girl who your friends are like, oh, how's she getting on? You're like, yeah, she actually was in court the other day for an unpaid DART fine.
Yeah, you're like, okay. Isn't she 35? And like, what? Like, or like she walked out in another job, or like she wrote her manager who's married and she's friends with the wife. It's like,
yeah, now she's pregnant. She's aborting it. Anyway, it's like, okay.
But she's writing a letter to the wife first to let her know.
Yeah. No, she's saying like that. Anyway, it's like, okay, you love her.
Wow, she's mental.
She's a bit mad, isn't she? Yeah, she is, but she's like getting therapy and shit. Well, she's on the waiting list because she just doesn't have the money yet. It's like, okay, she's just crazy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So let's get into, we asked on Instagram some of yours. We'll start on the friendship one because we have these up first. So the number one thing when I read through all of these, the most commonly a lot of people wrote this in, was talking bad about your other friends when you're together, which is very, especially if it's a consistent, like, you know, if you're in a group of like five or six girls, if every time that one person isn't there, and it can be a different person every time, that the only conversation is that one person who's not there, is kind of like, oh, when I'm not here, you're just doing this about me.
Yeah, I know.
You know that, yeah? And I think,
and that, like, feeling when you're leaving a room, knowing like as soon as that door clacks closed, it's like, well, she was a little off tonight. It's like, oh, bro.
Yeah, or like, yeah, like if you're the first one to leave a party or something, they're going to be like, did you see her trousers?
They were so tight. She has put on.
Yeah, she has.
I noticed it too. I thought it was just me.
And that's a big one for me. Like, I hate the like over, like if there's any of that over obsession about someone's appearance as well. That's a big red flag for me. As in, like, if all we're talking about is like, she has that, her skin is looking in bits. Like that kind of stuff is like, yeah,
really uncomfortable. So I feel so uncomfortable being in the presence of that kind of bitching where it's like, fully tearing a woman's everything
yes.
down, and it's like,
this
is so mean.
And like, I think these are things that exist on a scale, because I think we can't also live in a kind of utopian friendship thing of like, we never speak about our friends behind their back. It's like, look, sometimes people are going to come up, but that's sometimes just like what's going on in the group. Like, you know, maybe Jenny went to you about her fucking issue with her fucking job. You're probably going to be, oh, did she talk to you about it? Yeah, she did. What do you think she should do?
Yeah, stuff travels, news travels.
Yeah, and like you can't be annoyed every time you hear that something's been said when behind your back, or like when you're not there. But like, once it's also a thing of like, you know, something I would try and do for myself is that, like, would I be also comfortable saying this to the person's face? You know, that way sometimes you can use your friends as a sounding board and kind of like, you know, oh God, I'm finding her hard to like get along with at the moment or something like that. But it also has to be a thing of like, at some point you're going to have to say to the person, you know, not just this like constant toxicity of like, bitch, 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 bitch. And we can all fall into it, you know, that way. But if it is a constant, a bit of a red flag.
It is for sure. When they haven't changed since you were 18.
Great one.
Do you think?
I think that's a good one.
As I kind of like, get comfort in that. Like, I have some friends from secondary school who are like, you know, you don't see them for ages, and then you meet up with them and I'm like, oh, you're still the same old you, and it's great.
I get it on that, but I think what they're trying to note is that like they haven't moved on in their life at any point. You know, that way, like, say, like, you know, they're kind of trying to, it's like that what we said, but trying to bring you back to your old self. Like, I think they're more talking about that, not like, obviously if you have the same kind of friendship is great, but like, say you're meeting up with someone, they're just kind of like, still, you know, especially like still really involved in like all the local drama, and you're just kind of like, okay, let's move life along a little bit, you know, that way.
I think that is it. I mean, for me, it's like, I'm kind of okay with that, because I, you know, have a lot of different friend groups, but sometimes if I go back to, say, like my secondary school friends, they would have maintained like their friendships within the area, and like they haven't really changed. They've been with the same person since secondary school, so their life is still very much insular. And I think some people just do like that, and some life works out like that for someone, you know, that their friends just happen to kind of stay around the same area. I don't know.
I get you.
I sometimes think that that's okay. And like, sometimes I think, say, I have also had friends who've like traveled and done loads and stuff, and they come back and then they think it's like they've seen, you know, Jesus's, like they've seen Mary herself. They know it all. They're like, oh, hon, you need to go to Thailand.
Like,
you,
the overly cultured is like,
or like just pushing you into their life. Like, I've changed so much, come join me over here. It's like, I'm grand. No, I love that you're traveling. Fair play, but I'm grand in Malahide.
Yeah. You know? I guess for me, the change would be more so on a like an emotional maturity level. Like, if we're still having the same fights, like if you're still getting annoyed at the stuff we used to get annoyed at when we were 18, it's kind of like, come
if
on.
You're still, there are people as well who are still being like, oh, her, well, let's not forget what she did to me. It's
that,
like, oh, what?
Yeah, you're like,
remember in fourth year? Yeah,
she scored Ryan. You're like, so like, hunty, that was 15 years ago.
Oh, did he? Yeah, remember? It was a huge drama.
It's
yeah, but it was fourth year drama.
Yeah.
We were fighting over like who was wearing the same Rara skirt to barcode. Like,
very annoying.
Yeah.
Over possessive or impossible standards and very high maintenance. You know, that high maintenance friend who like needs you only, whole night getting locked. It's like,
yeah, three night bender, bitch.
But just like the, and yeah, impossible standards of behavior, like someone you feel like you can never please.
Or even like that they maintain, they expect you to have it. Say if you've broken up with a guy and then they're like, don't, give me your phone. Give me your phone. You're not texting him. Yeah. You are better than him.
Yeah. Like, and like, it's, yeah, it's like, it's blurring okay, the line between like advice and just like you just wanting me to do.
Just complete control. Yeah. And it's like, fuck off, bitch. I'm texting him.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck who you're texting. Yeah. You're texting that dealer that you've been seeing for the last 5 months. Like, I don't care.
Like, you're having an affair with someone.
Yeah. I hate that. Like, no, honey. And it's always like under the veil of like, come on, queen. Like some bullshit Instagram post that she's like, straighten that crane. You are better than him. Yeah. Come on. You know this, queen.
Jumping groups, usually because they fall out with everyone. They're the common denominator. A few people wrote in as well. Like they find it like impossible to keep friends or like always referencing like loads of other friends that they're not friends with anymore. Like my old friend, like all that. And I do think in a sense that like the older you get, the more likely you are to have like, it depends on how it ended, right? Like I have loads of friends that like I was really close to say in college or in my early 20s that like, you know, life just happens, but like we don't have any like bad blood. Like I'm not like, oh no, we wouldn't talk now. No. Like I'm like, even someone who we might have had a falling out when I was 25, I'm like, I'm grand with them. Like I'm
grand with everyone.
I've no fucking,
even public spats. I'm like, yeah. I fucking, I'm over it. I hope you are. If you're not, that's cool, but I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of, or when you meet someone and they instantly like kind of latch onto your group and it's like, where are your old friends though? You know, when they're like, oh no, she's my bestie. Oh, how long do you know her? July, I think we met. It's like, oh, she's your breath? Okay.
You know that bitch on Instagram you always see and it's just like every summer they've got some new random friend.
I love viewing that
too.
On Instagram.
It's a great void because you're like, oh, it's Aoife now.
Yeah, like, and it's just like and they're going ham on
and it's
IG.
And it's actually the same friendship every time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're basically, they're kind of like the wee guy of friendships because they're like
besties.
Me and you, bitch. And then that girl might like, just get a boyfriend and probably still want to be friends. She's like, nah, fuck off.
And it's like the same terminology of being like, me and this bitch.
Yeah. And you're like, I always find sometimes I'm like, if they have the same hair color as the last one, I'm like, is that the same? Like, I'm like, am I losing my mind?
They are one of my favorite things to follow. Like I actually would probably prefer like IG friendship breakup than a relationship breakup. I fucking think it's gas when like girls are like, showering Instagram with these like besties, me and my wifey, we're out, and then it's like, where's her wifey at?
Where your wifey at, girl?
Where's Emer?
Yeah,
haven't seen Emer in a while. I'll check
Shauna
the followers
now.
And then they're not liking each other's pics, and then you're like, oh, they had some big weird blowout.
Yeah. So guys, here's an interesting one.
I'd
be interested in knowing what you think about this, Linz. Mm-hmm. Telling me what other people say about me, why do they feel okay to say it to you? And then a teacup emoji.
Yeah,
I get that. You know when someone's like, look hon, I didn't say anything, but the other day Aoife and Emer were kind of saying they're being a bit toxic lately. It's like, so you're telling me you were in a conversation with three people and you said nothing.
But also, you said nothing.
Yeah.
Thanks a fucking lot, bitch. Maybe stand up for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I like, what? So you were just listening while they were saying all this. What did you say?
But that's just saying I was sat there bitching as well. And now I'm going to you to try and make myself out to be the good guy. But actually, I was probably the one who instigated
You're loyal to no one, hunty.
Yeah. Like, so I mean, that goes back to the whole thing of like, sometimes people are going to talk about you when you're not there. I hate that fucking, like, if you are having a conversation with a group of friends about someone, maybe you're like, oh God, she seems like really down, or mental health. Like, you're like having a concern talk. Some bitch starts to be the martyr and is like, look, Lindsay, the girls were talking about it yesterday. And you're like, you're just trying to make yourself out to be the good person because you're afraid if it gets back to her. Like, you're trying to be like,
like,
I'm
bitching,
the nice one.
Is, you know, conversation happens and shit happens. Like, you know, like, we can't be like expecting to never be brought up when you're not around or whatever.
You can't your own name.
Yeah. Like, or like, especially if something crazy, you've done something crazy or whatever and you're just all talking about it. It's like really not the biggest ish, but like, yeah, if people are coming back and kind of trying to manipulate you with like, look, they are saying that they are a bit too tired of the session. Look, I get it. I understand you've been just kind of stressed, but they are saying that like, you know, coming to brunch stinking of booze isn't, it's like, okay, what the fuck?
Like, I hate the line, everyone thinks, it's like,
I hate,
you know, when
that.
You're fighting with someone and then all of a sudden they're like, look, everyone's been saying
I
about you.
I never do that. And I always fucking call people out when they do that to me because they fucking do it. When they're like, look, at the end of the day, people are saying, it's like, grow a set of damn balls and tell me what you think. I don't care about what your fucking loser friends think.
Because it's really. Just, it's not a nice way. It's like a very weaponizing kind of way of like being like, everyone else thinks, not me. It's like,
yeah, like, oh, you and Una. Well, I have a few thoughts of Una myself. Like, I mean, bring them all in. I'll fucking take any of them. Come on. One-uppers. What do you think about those? One-uppers are also a very, it's kind of like liars. They're just such a peculiar type of fucking people. Because I feel like a lot of the time they are lying.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you've really lived a life.
It's defo come from a place of insecurity. Because it's like, the essence of one-uppers is that you're not secure in yourself. Like, say, Lindsay, you're telling me about your podcast and you sold out a live show. If I have to be like, I actually sold out the opening night of The Prince and the Pauper in fourth year. It's like, you're so insecure that you can't just let someone have their little moment. It's, you have so to be weird. Like, oh, you got engaged? I actually was witness to an engagement, helped it set up. It's like, oh my God, let someone have their moment just for a second. Like, it doesn't, and like, it's basically saying that you're very self-centered because you can't have the spotlight on anyone else for a second.
You just want to talk about yourself.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre. There's, and they are common, those people. It's very weird behavior.
Yeah, it can exist on this scale. I remember I saw a TikTok and it was this like psychologist, and she makes these ones of being like, she's like, five of the easiest ways to have people not like you. And she was saying like, always trying to relate to someone by that. Like, say you say to me, I've got a podcast. It's like me being like, instead of just going, oh, really? And letting you continue your story, I might go, oh, I thought about starting a podcast. And it can come from an innocent place of trying to connect, but it comes across as like only self-involving. Yeah. And I think if someone constantly does that, then they end up that bitch who's like, one up, one up, one up. Like, if you say you've walked Portmarnock, oh bitch, I've walked a Greystone.
I've walked it.
Barefoot.
I've walked it and I sprinkled broken glass before each step and I was barefoot.
I was the ANTM runway of broken glass and flames everywhere.
It's so weird. It's, but I do think sometimes it's like those people who are like, have you been in your bedroom for the past 10 months and now you're just dying to chat? So you're just like, chat, 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 chat. You know, when you've met up with someone and you're like, wow, you haven't chatted for a while, that you're just like, chat, 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 chat. Dying to chat.
Oh, this one I know you're going to hate, Linz. Invites themselves to stay the night.
That's so random to me.
It's so insane. I'm so averted of that like, I need a specific invite to do anything.
That's my lack of boundaries as well. That is rearing its ugly head, because it's kind of like, I think I emit some kind of like, stay over, man. It's grand, man, energy, because like, people just come to my gaff and they're not going. They just don't go. They're not even inviting themselves. They're just staying. They just fucking aren't there.
It's weird.
I've gotten much better at it in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, fuck off. I like my gaff and I don't want your feet in my bed.
It's just a very strange, I just would never ever presume I'm staying somewhere. And like, even to the extent I could have stayed in someone's house, like your house, a million times over, I will still ask beforehand if I definitely need to. That's kind of more when I was a bit younger. Nowadays I'm like, the main rule for me, Gertie, listen, don't go anywhere late at night that you can't afford a taxi home from.
Yeah.
If you can't afford a taxi home from Greystones, bitch, don't go to Greystones, meet in town.
Yeah, or just figure it, just get the last train and go earlier or whatever.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. But don't do things, you know, this whole like, oh shit, like a taxi €70. Then why did you come? Like, if you can't, as you said, get the last bus into town. Like, it's not like, my problem.
And just that weird, and also on the spot asking, you know, when like you're having a nice time, it's kind of edging closer to the time where the last bus, and then they're like, will I stay for another glass?
You're like, yes.
But, and then they're like, oh, I'll check post time. I'll check. Oh, there's one in 2 minutes, or then there's not one after that. You're like, run, bitch, run.
You run, I'll throw your back. You can catch it midair.
Why are you asking such a dumb question?
And you're
get the fucking bus.
You're just putting me, you've been here since 5 o'clock. It's 11.
And it's always like that, like, oh shit, it's 2 minutes. It's like,
The last bus has been the same time since I was a fucking
her
child.
Stuff is all over the place. You're like,
yeah, you're like
clambering to put it in the
tote
bag.
I'll post it.
You're like, just you'll make it. If I don't, can I come back?
I'm in bed.
So you're telling me that I get you out and I can finally breathe that beautiful sigh of relief and eat my leftover takeaway that I've been fucking dreaming about for the past 2 hours because I'm scared to get it because like, you don't have enough money takeaway and I don't want to share mine.
WhatsApp group has been blowing up because there's a new fucking YouTube video up from the two people that I'm following and I want to
James Charles has been arrested. Get out. Get out. I don't care how you get home. Fuck off out of my house. Like, it's
just
insane.
It's like a 101 way of making yourself just like an uninvitable person.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to want you back if you just refuse to go home. Go home. You're an adult.
Just get the fuck out of my house. Thank you.
Go home to your
shoving people out the door.
Oh, it is hellish though. And it's really fucking rude.
And it's just like, why are you putting me in a position to be a full on bitch when I'm not a bitch? Like, what am I going to do? Boot you out the door, like boot your arse?
Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. Changing the subject anytime you talk about something exciting that's happening to you. There was a good few of them in and around.
So that's like, so uncool.
You know, when you're like, oh my God, like me and Lindsay, we sold out the first night of our show. Like, so great. And they're like, huh. So anyway, John came over to my house last night at 3 a.m. Yes. But he came over. You're like, hold on, did I? Yeah, they're just not giving the time. Or that whole, you know, it's the same line of someone who's like, how are you? And you're like, I'm good. Anyway, great. Anyway, I'm brilliant. I got a new job.
Yeah, like they ask you and you're like, yeah, I'm good. You? Yeah. Well, do you know, it was so annoying because like Aaron was supposed to come over, but then his fucking friend, you know, Kieran, the one I was telling you about last time. And it's like, oh, so we're not just doing a quick, no. How are you? It's actually just you. You're disposing this mind-numbingly boring shit on my lap and I'm pretending to care.
Yeah, it's the same bitch who calls you and is like, hey, how are you? And you're like, hi, I'm good. Yeah, just home from the gym. Great. Anyway, so he didn't reply. Okay, he saw my text and you're like,
who?
You know, when like, if I'm ringing someone and asking for advice, I'm being honest. I'm like, hey, are you free? Because yeah. I have to fucking ask you something. I'm not going to be like, how are you?
It's those girls, you answer the phone, you're like, hello. And they're like, are you free? Like,
what? At least you know what you're getting in for.
I have 100 emoji been that bitch. But it's FaceTime. I want you to see.
It's FaceTime or it's crying selfies in the group. You're like,
I want
hey
you
girls,
to...
I'm sad.
Hey girls, crying. Guys, I'm crying. Because I hate crying. So I freak out. I'm like, ah, girls, look what's happening to me. Fucking crying.
Can you believe that?
Oh my fucking God, I'm crying. Sharing secrets of their other close friends make you realize, oh yeah, that's a weird one.
Ooh, yeah.
Really close friends.
It's really awkward when someone tells you something that you're like, I'm not supposed to know that.
And then you're like trying to be really kind of like caring, but you're like, you don't give a fuck about her. Because you're just
or then you see the girl the next time
laundry.
And you're like, how are you and your father? And she's like, we're grand. I'm like, anything you'd like to tell me?
I know, you're like, how's the cyst? I mean, sorry, is it...
How's your father's affair?
Yeah.
Like, is he... Like, you know, that kind of shit of, like, stuff where you're like, I wish I didn't know
when, like, it's like when people now, we're so used to these, like, do you spill piping hot tea? It's like, piping hot tea shouldn't be, like, your friend's ovarian cyst, you know? Like, for fuck's sake.
Or their parents' marital issues.
I know there's like a lack of news since COVID, but can we seriously just like, yeah, so she like was going down on her boyfriend and then there were a load of little lumps on the top of his penis. I know, wouldn't you die? And it's like, oh my God, you're like, what? I've met this person once when she was brunching at the table next to us.
Oh, it's even worse, yeah, when it's someone that you don't know that well. You're like, I'm going to see her at a conference call tomorrow. And you're going to be like, all I'm going to be looking at is your fucking bald patch.
It's so weird. Yeah, alopecia.
She actually wears a wig. You're like, oh,
don't tell me that because now I'm constantly staring.
It's like, how are wig you? Yeah. How are you?
How's the hair? The hair is lovely. You know, you kind of overcompensate.
Yeah, you're like, glossy hair.
What's your favorite shampoo for normal hair? Just normal hair.
Scalp hair that grows from the scalp. Not that if you don't have hair that grows from the scalp, it doesn't matter.
I actually would love to fucking wig if I could choose.
Please. It's very warm these days. So. Yeah. One of those head wraps, lovely. When they don't pay their way, you know, that bitch who's like, you're getting a taxi.
Refuses to get Revolut.
Oh.
Like, hunty.
Kills me.
Are you my 87-year-old grandmother? Like, get it, bitch.
I hate someone who doesn't have Revolut or someone who does that thing of like, this is like, it's an old trope.
Because Revolut took the awkwardness of cash in hand and kind of like.
Yeah, having to go to the ATM. I've no ATM.
Like, if I'm like, here, can you pick me up a coffee? I'll just Revolut them. It's fine. Yeah. And, you know, there's not that like, I mean, unless you have a weird Revolut person who likes to ping the money back and then you ping the money, you know, that kind of, but now, like.
That would be a red flag for me. If someone was asking for a 280 coffee fee back, I'd be like, oh, honey.
But I mean, I wouldn't ask, but like, you know,
no,
sometimes
some people,
like,
you
say
know.
If you have a friend who like is just on a lower wage,
yeah,
like,
or broke,
you know, like to me, maybe someone like a coffee isn't a like if I buy a coffee, it's not like the thing, but I know it might be a bigger deal for them. So
yeah,
I just like to But I wouldn't like to be like making a show of that, being like,
yes,
you know,
here's your three. How much was it? 380 Because I did get the oat milk.
Because sometimes I'm like, you know, I know that they probably could really do with a fucking 4 euro, but yeah, I don't. Yeah.
There's some people that you can tell
for them to be like, you know,
my most hated trope in like friend fucking like payment thing is the like, we're going out, we all get a taxi, and then they're like, I'll buy you a drink. I don't have the money for the taxi. I'm like, I'll buy, like, it's just, I hate that weird, like, it's just.
And then you're in this packed place and it's like, my drink.
Yeah.
My drink.
Because they always like, forget the drink.
Or they forget.
Or
the
they
drink.
Choose the drink that they're getting you. You're like, the taxi.
Or they pay, or they give you the drink and then they nonstop talking about the drink.
Yeah.
They're like, liking that drink that I got to the drink that I bought you. It's like, what? Or else then they get into rounds. Yeah. I've got that before where like you're paying the taxi and then they're like, I'll get you a drink there, Scan. And then they'll get you the drink and then they're like, you going up for the next? It's like, no, but you were paying me for the what? Now we're in rain, so you never actually paid me back, you cheap cunt.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, that shit fucking annoys me. It's
always the girl who's like kind of patting her pocket. So where's my purse? Where's my purse?
Shit, I forgot my purse again. It's how there. Are you forgetting
it's
your
there.
Fucking? Yeah,
I can see it. There it is.
There it is. I can see
where
the.
Where is it?
It's like, you know the way you can.
Oh my god! What am I like?
The it's Revolut
like,
apps on your phone, hun.
Yeah.
Why, oh, that, shit. No, they're like, my oh my
Wi-Fi's
god!
Fucked.
Anyone it's else's like, 3G not working? It's like, oh I'm my I'm god. On the same network as you, honey.
It's so embarrassing for everyone involved.
So let's move on to relationship ones, shall we? Because I mean, pretty much that's the gist of them. But they're very interesting. We'll share some more on Instagram. So
Instagrammy
relationship ones. So jealousy, checking up. You're making me insecure. No, honey. Our girl Sarah said that, who was on
X-Girls
this week.
Yes, our girl, she knows. Any of that, like, you're making me. Like,
no, I'm not.
No, you're making you.
Your like, insecurities even, like, are making you jealous, huh?
Like, if ever I have a guy being like, sorry, I made you cry. I'm like, hunt, you know, I made me cry. Okay, let's get one thing straight. Like, I cried. You know, we have to like be careful of that terminology, I think, because like,
well,
yes, I
finger.
Cried, but like, you didn't make me cry. I was emotional. Like, you know the way.
Mm.
Because then, you know, I think it can wrap up a whole thing, like Sarah's saying here, like, you know, you're making me insecure going out like that in that gorgeous dress. You look so gorgeous. I feel all vulnerable. It's like
just don't be so quick to like point the finger like that. Because like, yes, what they said might have made you cry, but like doubling down on the verbiage of them being like, you made me. It's real like, woe is me, victimhood. I'm the victim.
Or
you're
in control of my emotions.
Yes.
Which like, you don't want that, hunty.
Someone who doesn't treat his mom well. Ooh.
Yeah.
Like if someone's like outwardly rude to their mom while you're there, especially because look, we can all be fucking nippy at our moms from time to time. But like if you're in the room and they're like, shut up, you bitch. It's like.
Yeah. And making you feel uncomfortable as well. It's like.
You're like, oh, okay. The woman who birthed you.
And you're just like. Yeah. You're just like treating you so well. They're like, you're my fucking princess. You shut the door, you fucking dope.
Yeah, she's such a dumb cunt. You're like. Oh,
wow. That will be you in time.
It will. Yeah, it will be you for sure.
If he still doesn't eat vegetables and he's in his mid-20s.
Yes.
Yeah, sick. Only wedges. Only wedges. That's a vegetable, isn't it?
What's that? All that broccoli? Like, broccoli steak. Like, what?
Yeah, ew, salad, you little fucking rabbit. It's like, okay.
You what? Rabbit.
So cringe. It's like, I get it. You've fully given yourself IBS.
Honestly, someone who comments on my food that I order, that's a real, like, I know it's kind of an ick, but like the red flag is definitely the
red
not
flag
eating,
is kind of
is
like, I know
things.
That forever I won't be able to bring you somewhere that only serves chopsticks. Because you're going to be like, what the fuck? I'm making a show and like prodding the goddamn chopstick into the prawns and eating it like some kind of barbarian, and I'm mortified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big one for sure. Trying to dictate what you wear or when you go out, what you should or should not do, blah, 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 blah. Big one. Like commenting on like if every time you're leaving without them, they have a comment on your appearance.
Yeah.
That's a big red flag for me. I'm like, fuck off.
Weird. Like, and especially insinuating that you're out looking for it. You know, it brings in that whole narrative of like you're asking for it. Say if you're getting some attention out in that tonight. It's like,
and so what if I do? Actually, to be honest, I get the most attention when I'm walking around Malahide Village, no makeup, in my fucking tracksuit randomly.
Do
like,
you?
Well, you know, just in general. Like a lot of the time, like you get attention when you're like looking like shit. You know that way? Like it's like there's no rhyme or reason to.
Yeah, but either way, it can handle
scumbags.
You know the way. Like just fucking stop making as well me to be this vulnerable kind of like, you know, because they can wrap it up in like, I care for you. I just would hate for you to be in a position because you look so good. You know, it's like,
oh, here's a good one. Angry drunks.
Ooh, scary.
That's a big one. Oh, 10
or
to be
even
very...
just like someone who changes dramatically when they're drunk. Yes. And it's unpredictable and you're like
or even if it's predictable in the sense that you're like, because I had an ex and I remember like I just knew there was one drink and I could immediately see it in their fucking face and I'm like, here we go. That shit, like if someone is like an adult, a grown ass like person, and they've been drinking a few years, and they, that a big red flag for me is not being able to like acknowledge when they got too drunk too. You know that way, like say
every like great night, wasn't it?
You're like, you were bashing the window in. Are you fucking? You tried to take a run
you
around
came
the taxi.
My friend,
you came out to my friend. You tried to run out of the taxi. You made me pay, like, because like fair enough, someone can get too drunk. I just like them to the next day to be like, sorry, you know that way, or like, oh my god, I was.
But if it's reoccurring as well, and it kind of makes you nervous going out because you're like, I don't like drunk you yet. You're always, you know, that we're getting drunk, like whether it's a few fucking times a year, and it's just like, if it's a thing where you're like anxious about, you're like, oh my god, we have this event, this person's here, it's uncomfortable, they're, you know, visibly fucking way drunker or just inappropriate. I hate a drunk like that where you're like, oh my god, this is crazy. You're being crazy. It is intense. Being tight with their money, I'd always pay for me, but when they don't offer, you know, they never will. For sure, I just like someone who's just unfair. We've said this in the last podcast, I think, just unfair financially, and just penny pincher as a lad is just
ick. Penny pincher is anyone, like
friends, but in relationships, like, for me, it's just a real icky wicky woo.
Thinking the male species is crafted to run the world, and favorite movie Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh,
very that, like any guy who's very like Jordan Belfort is an absolute legend. I'm like,
who is
okay,
that?
Your man from Wolf of Wall Street. Right. I'm like, okay, you're that dude who like thinks that like being on the stock market and riding people 24/7 is legendary. It's like, it's like, right, okay, like you want to be swimming in a bath of money with Margot Robbie.
I guess though, is that not the equivalent of like us being so into like Carrie Brad?
Well, no, because I don't aspire to be Carrie Bradshaw. You know, that guy who's like fully living in his mom's room but has a Wolf of Wall Street poster on his bed being like, that will be me one day. I will be a billionaire before the age of 27. It's like,
the kind of,
okay, you're deluded as fuck.
One of those guys who's maybe selling all those Tang Fastics on Instagram.
What's a Tang Fastic?
You know those, like, that's really big, like those treat people on Instagram.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They just have loads of refresher bars.
Just like that, like, whole, like,
and they're like, look, making that big money.
Like, it's the same with me as a guy. I don't know if you know who Gary Vee is. A guy who's like too into Gary Vee. He's this like, he's like, and like, that's not like, obviously, you know, a lot of people also wrote in saying like, oh, a guy who's like too into Joe Rogan. And I get that because I don't dislike Joe Rogan, but a lot of Joe Rogan fans are so douchey and they just like put him on this pedestal of like, Joe Rogan is like completely right. I'm like, if you put someone on a pedestal like that who is just a normal ass Italian dude, like there's something wrong with you. You're looking for like a martyr or a god or something. Like, some weird, like,
or when it's just like you're being spoon fed all your opinions by this guy.
It's like
you're
have not some critic who, and he wouldn't even appreciate that. Like, he's like at least a bit of a critical thinker, you know. But it's the same thing, the Jordan Belfort or the Gary Vee. Gary Vee is this like guy who definitely made a load of money. He like redid his dad's liquor business. He was like one of the first liquor companies to go online. He made like millions and millions of dollars from it. But he makes all these like, he's one of these guys that's so, you know, like, get out of bed at fucking 5 a.m. and do you, queen. Like, you know, that kind of like entrepreneurial sound bites on Instagram. Like, get the fuck up and get the fuck out of there. You know, that kind of like says fuck and is crazy. You're like, obviously he's good at what he does, but like a guy who just like laps that up cringes me out. Who's like sharing those quotes online of like, a lion is nothing without his lioness. Like,
oh my god!
Entrepreneurial bullshit. I'm like, honey, you work in lifestyle sports.
Yeah,
get over yourself.
And you're selling those sweets. It's these sweets guys, and they're like doing like an Instagram story in Musgraves with like, let's get down,
hey, let's get down to business. Yes,
that song is fucking everywhere, and once you hear it once during the day, it's in your head.
It's the new, what's that song? That Petite Lover. Down, down, dee,
dee, dee, da, boo, down, oh down, yeah, dee, yeah. It's like, it's the crazy frog.
Yes.
Oh, how did that go again?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Love bombing you and then ghosting afterwards, but continuously, someone said.
So kind of like the wee guy with the love bombing. Yeah. Like someone who's just so quick to throw around, like...
It's so like extravagant where they're like, yeah, like, I mean, how many kids do you want?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
When shall we start? It's like, what?
Yeah, it's like me and you, like...
We don't have each other's
numbers. Is
it crazy?
I feel like I've met the one. It's like, we're on our first date, you freak.
Or even just this kind of like, you know, those things like, you know, I follow or I saw on Daily Mail Stephanie Davis, mm-hmm. and she's now has this lad or whatever, you know, from Hollyoaks and the Jeremy McConnell thing. Mm-hmm. And she said like, the male version of me. You know, when these people just use the same verbiage
friend.
For every different fucking bloke, like my queen, my bestie, he's literally, girls, you're going to fucking love him. He's actually the male version of me. It's like, great. Another fucking bitch
or
coming into the group.
One that I hate, married my best friend today.
Oh.
You fucking loser.
Yeah. Like, you for sure can be besties in a relationship because you are basically besties who fuck. But
you
like,
are in a way, but it's the terminology.
It's saying that, like, marry my best friend.
I remember. So. Me like, never talk about that once. Or I think it came
do you sleep bum to bum? You know, like, are you bum chums?
But it's just weird. Like I said to him, I was like, am I your best friend? He's like, no.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm like, thank you. Like, we are obviously friends. I mean, it's so
well,
like
best friend as well is such a like, you know, juvenile word. Like, you're my best friend. You know the way?
Yeah, but if you're going to use it about someone, I'm not going to use it about Evan.
Yeah.
You know, that way it's like, if the word's going to be thrown out, I'm going to be like, marrying my best friend.
Best friend.
You're like, you basically have no mates on.
Someone said past trauma breakup dissing the old girlfriend.
A lot of them were saying that. Biggest one was 100% like they like calls their ex a psycho. I think it's like, it's an old like
that was a thing that actually worked on girls, I think, a few years ago before the women support women movement really started.
Hashtag feminism.
Before feminism finally took off. Because I remember being at brunch and like a girl coming like stinking a sex, you know, hair all tousled, makeup all over the place, being like, oh my god, girls. You'd want to hear the poor lad was treated. She was a fucking bitch. And you're like, oh, really? Like that used to be kind of praised because then I think sometimes the woman would feel like they could slot in and be everything that woman wasn't. And don't you worry, honey. I'll tell you what a real woman does.
Yeah, like lack of reasoning for it as well. Like I think there's fair enough. There are sometimes you hear stories from like fellas and you're like hearing about their ex and you're like, oh no, that was crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure
what
it
happened.
But also sometimes you just have to be like, let's leave it in the past, babes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't come into my relationships now being like, well, listen, I'll buckle up, honey. So yes. I married at 21. He bet me black and blue. Like,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
let's
yeah,
move on.
Yeah. Boring, boring.
You know?
When he's too into it too soon. Yeah, because it's like he's doing that with everyone else. You know, that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lack of what are we convo.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if you, as well, like, if you kind of want to bring up and you want to talk about something that they're shutting down in general, like, that's a kind of...
I kind of think also, to an extent, just to open up the conversation here, I think it's a red flag in the relationship in general. If you've been seeing someone, say, like a couple of months and you have no idea what's going on.
It's kind of picking up and leaving you off and picking you up and...
Well, it's just kind of like, that's a red flag for the whole situation. That you're not communicating or you're not... There's no clear boundaries or no clear like, you know, if you have no idea whether a guy likes you and you've been riding him for 8 months, it's like...
That's
maybe you should get with someone who you are sure that they are into you. You I know, mean, I think yeah. like that's like
that you're comfortable with.
Yeah. There doesn't always have to be a specific conversation, but it's just based on usually like how they treat you. So if you are like with someone 6-7 months in, you still have no idea whether you're exclusive. You have, they're barely texting you back. It goes back to the whole texting game, the liking you thing. It's like,
just feeling like you're kind of just unsure and you like, don't know if it's...
Even bringing up that conversation probably won't get you the closure you're looking for. Mm. It's probably just not the right person for you, hunty.
Yeah.
I can't stop saying hunty.
I know, nor
so
can I.
So fucking funny.
It's so addictive.
Rarely bringing you around his friends and family. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Mm.
If it's unequal where like you're kind of bringing them around your friends and fam, but it's not reciprocated, it's a bit like, eh?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that is a bit weird.
Yeah, definitely. Obsessed with Joe Rogan. Yeah,
again, that is gas.
But that would, you know what, on that, it's the same in a woman. Like if a woman is obsessed with Carrie Bradshaw, as in like...
Or Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah,
you know,
or Audrey Hepburn. They're like some queen.
Or dolphins.
Straight.
Girls get obsessed with random
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, horse girls. Like, you know, like someone who has like a mural of Audrey Hepburn with a quote on top of their bed. And they're like, I will never settle for anything less but that. the same version as the guy who has like Joe Rogan paraphernalia everywhere. Yeah, it's yeah. like, oh, you're looking for false prophets, honey.
This one constantly telling you how perfect you are and being way too gushy.
Yes.
Like, I hate that when it's like, I've been with guys where they're like, I don't know what you see in me. You are fucking gorgeous. I don't know what you're doing. It's like, do you know what? I'm beginning to think the same. Like when they're just like gushing about how fab you are, how this you are, how whatever, and then kind of putting themselves down, being like, to know what I have to offer. It's like, yeah, come to think of it, not a lot.
It's just like severe insecurity.
Yeah. And, you it's know, just, and also then you're kind of put in the position of being like, oh no, you're so nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. And it's like, what is this compliment hour where we both just have to like, you know, can't gush over each other. It's like, can't we just fucking watch a bit of something on TV?
Yeah.
Like, this I get is you. Boring. Yeah. This isn't a conversation well, that I'd ever have with like a friend. Like, yeah. you don't sit down with a friend and be like, I love the way I like that when we're on the phone. And it's like, oh my God, it's an hour. And we didn't even notice it was an hour. Like, you're just, it's random to talk like that. Like, can yeah. we just live in the moment?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. This one, I agree with. When a guy hates cats. I hate it when a man hates.
Really?
When they, for no reason other than just being like, no, they're sly. It's like,
The word hate. Yeah, I hate when fucking people hate anything. Like, I remember there was this guy who I was like, oh, I got a French bulldog. And he was like, I only like one dog. And that's the dog that I used to have that died. It was a fucking husky. And I only like huskies because that was my dog and it's dead. I was like, okay, the death, the dog. I get it. You fucking are a hateful little twerp. Mm,
I don't like it when a guy like puts out anything like that. Like, I hate that. Like, with animals especially. It's like, okay, hey, I'm telling you about my lovely little pet who I adore.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand, like, someone who isn't good around animals does kind of give me the ick. Like, if I had a cat or a dog and, like, I bring in my, it fell over to my house and they're like, oh, God, oh, you didn't tell me you had a cat. It's like, yeah. grow up.
Yeah, honestly, dogs, cats, or kids, you know, when they're kind of like, oh, shit, she's jumping over me. Fuck, did she bite? It's like,
when they can't handle that shit, it's like, are you not 30? Like,
because it's like, how could you, like, if we're out on a date, like, try and get the waiter's attention or go up to the pub unaided or up to the bar unaided? Like, you just seem so, like, fragile around this little feline.
Mm. Oh, this one's gas. A second phone.
Oh, yeah, Dodge Central.
I've got two phones. It's like, oh.
Yeah, like pockets bulging.
So many red flags.
Yeah, a lot.
So quickly.
Illegal flags. Not showing interest or not asking you questions about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a given, darling. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry to this girl. Like, showing you no interest and not asking you any questions.
Yeah. It's like, that's just a rude comment.
A lack of just being interested in you. Being rude to waiters. Hate that. I hate that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, I really hate someone who like will give back their food a lot or just kind of makes everything as a kind of an event. You know, it's like, we'll go out for dinner and they're always complaining that it's not hot enough or that they didn't.
Because there's a fine line between like high standards and just being a moany ball bag.
Yeah, just like, being like, why do you have high standards? I see the fucking shit you're eating at home. Like, don't, you're trying to like cosplay as this kind of, you know, snoozy person who knows their way around a restaurant and I expect the best. It's like, you had a Rustler's last night, babes?
Yeah, because like there's a nice element of it. Like, say you go to a restaurant and they give you the shittest seat in the house. You want your fella to be able to be like, here, do you have any better tables? That's nice. Or like a guy, if your food comes out, because I'm like crap, I'm like typical like pussy bitch in that sense. Like if I get food, I'm like, it's cold, it's grand, I'll eat it. I like it if a guy's like, here, send it back, get something hot. But there is that guy who's like, we fucking can't go into a restaurant without you complaining about something.
Yeah.
It's like, these glasses, they're shite.
Just making a show.
Yeah, it's like, this or is like, so or then like
hoping that the standard is to their impossibly high
it's
standard.
An impossible standard a lot of the time. Yeah.
It's like, just them wanting to kind of showcase their like macho-ness or their how amazing that they would notice a little smudge on the glass. It's like, what do you think you're going to get? Like cat AIDS from drinking a glass with a smudge on it? Like, really, who cares? It's like, you always see them on Come Dine With Me. These like people who are like, did you make the pastry yourself? And they're like, no, we didn't. No. And they'll moan about everyone's dinner and then it'll be to their house and their house is like minging and their food is minging. And it's like, they've built up this big pretense of this like impossible standards. And then it's like, what? You didn't cook your own prawns.
Random,
but watching if, come down on me lately.
I love come down on me. Random, but if his Insta profile pic is him as a baby or child, like, why is that your best photo? Yeah, I get that.
Like, I went on Facebook the other day randomly, and I was just, I noticed a couple, you know, those Facebook people that you're like, who the fuck are you? Like, why are we friends? But some people, like, I've been on Facebook for how long? 20 years, is it? I'm not good at time.
Not 20. 10, maybe?
Yeah, not 20. What age do I? Oh, where am I? But people would have the same profile pic from literally like, yeah. But they're still active Facebook users.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I get it. You looked good. I totally get in 2005.
On that one about his pic, profile pic as a baby or child, you know a guy who's like obsessed with how cute he was as a child?
Ew.
Do you know what I mean?
You fucking petrified. So like, that's so
but that's
weird.
That guy. Yeah. Being like, wasn't it? My nan always told me I was real cute.
Look at me. Yeah. Look at me. It's look like, what do you want me to do? Be like, you're putting me in an awkward position. What am I supposed to be like? Oh, you look gorgeous. You look real good in that picture.
Yeah, you know, like, Flex Mommy on Instagram, she put up a thing and it's kind of in line with this. It reminded me of, she's like, I'm obsessed with hearing from people who were blonde as a child. You know, those people who are like, no, I was actually born with... completely blonde. I am naturally blonde, but now I just do highlights just to keep it blonde.
It's like I was white blonde as a kid. Yeah, that's like me being like, you know me, blonde bimbo.
Natural blonde. But it's like, you know that person who's like,
it's not real hair. It's like fucking dandelion hair when you're a baby.
But like, even like, say for someone like my brother who literally had white hair up until he was like six, it's like that person is always obsessed with their blondeness. It's like, honey, I don't mind that you get a few baby lights every 8 weeks.
Pop off, queen. Like, I get it. You're a hot kid. But it's always blonde. I don't know why you're running with that narrative.
Blondes,
it's problematic.
Blondes are obsessed with being naturally blonde. And they're like, no, but my roots do grow in dark now, but that's actually more due to age.
It is very rare. There's a family that I know that I went to primary school with, and they are a family of white blondes, and all their kids, white blondes. And it's fabulous to see them all bopping around. I saw them on the beach the other day and I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
beautiful. I'm like, it's like, hunty,
it's a lie.
With your white blonde hair that has not been touched by dye, any of them. It's fucking insane.
Rude to waiters. Yeah, that's another one.
Treating. Oh, this is a good one. This is a great one now from Zoe. Treating it like a relationship, but saying they don't want a relationship. Ouch!
Yes.
You fucking what? Like,
yes.
Like seriously? Like, I hate that. Like, listen, I don't want a girlfriend. Where are you going tonight? Do you want me to collect you? Fucking, well, you're staying out late. Like, what? I hate that. Like, just making up rules of like, we're not girlfriend, but da 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 da. There has to be clear boundaries. If we have labels for things, there has to be boundaries. If we're not boyfriend girlfriend, I'm allowed to do what I want. Surely,
mm-hmm.
Like. Yeah. And if we're not,
like, the label's there for a reason.
Yeah.
Following loads of girls on social media.
I think I would have minded that years ago, but now I'm like, men are random.
Yeah, they are.
Like, who else would they be following? Like,
it is funny when it's not like, and this is one of those red flags, and it's like, it's not a detrimental thing, but it is funny if you start talking to a guy and you go in there like following, and it's like, they follow every female blogger.
I mean, you know, I'd prefer if they were following, like, you know, if I had a guy who was following, like, say, all those just like super hot bikini sexy girls, I would like that. If a guy was following like Una Healy,
yes,
Rosie Connolly,
I was just about to say,
Aoife Devlin, I'd be like, hold on,
are what? You on Tattle Life one?
Yeah, and they're like, so wait, what do you think about Pip O'Connor and apparently that husband had another child?
Yeah, like, I like, way prefer them to have like only the OnlyFans girls on their following list. Yeah, I'm like, I totally get it.
No, I get if you're low key using Instagram for like wanking.
Yeah.
You know, fine.
Just
I get
like,
it.
Hot boots.
But I don't get it.
Hot boots, great. It's like
hot girls and like that I'm are willing, so out of your reach as well.
It's like, I'm willing to throw a blind eye at that. But yeah, if you're literally your top 10 followers are like Roz, Rosie, mummy with two, Katya, mummy of two prams, like all these weird, you're like, hold on.
Slimming World.
And they do not. Yeah, and they don't know them at all. Like, it's not like, you're kind of like, so Aoife Devlin, do you know her? And they, you know, they're always the guys who are like, who? You're like,
no, I don't like when they do know them. They're like,
no, but they pretend.
Actually, Rosie is fucking working with that arc. It's deadly, the fourth arc. It's like,
no, I mean, know them personally. Like, fair enough. They're like,
I mean, if they know about them from like Instagram, like following their like gram life, it's like,
they're like, fair play to her, really smashing it out with the fourth arc.
Yeah, she has
arc.
A pop-up shop at her. Yeah. Fair play.
I actually went to one of Ross's hike life meetups. Yeah. It was brilliant. It's like, why aren't you going to Macer's when you freak?
I know. It's like, I get it. There's oversaturation of female bloggers in this darn country. And it is a problem that fully needs to be addressed. LOL JK, any fucking guy who has an Instagram gets like sponsored by Just Eat straight away. Like those two fucking comedian guys who are like, you know, I can't remember their names. You know them though, the guy.
We're not saying their name on here.
No, we're not. And they like get fucking sponsored. And to be honest, they like stop being funny after about 5 fucking minutes. Like, you know your man who was funny for 5 minutes when he did that indie song? Of like the McGregor and the singing, and it's like then he keeps on repeating it and everyone's like, oh my god, he's such a funny guy, and then they get fucking all these sponsorships, and meanwhile we're like, I'm like fully giving jokes weekly and I don't hear any sponsorships for like the level that they're getting. But to be honest, at least we don't water our shit down. That's my TED talk done. Yeah,
we get sponsorships, but there definitely is like a lower standard for male comics in Ireland than for female comics. Like,
yeah,
female comics literally have to be like, I mean, there's no standard. There's literally, you cannot be funny. It's like, you're being a bitch.
Yeah,
but a man
a bitch,
can literally
sure.
be like, wanked yesterday, and everyone's like, 100,000 views.
Or even if, like, you know, we say that we're funny, then we get berated for like thinking that we're funny.
Yeah, they're like, they owning think they're that fucking hilarious.
Oh, really? It's like, I don't have to.
I hear the laughs.
You don't have to.
Well, yeah, it's
think
subjective.
I'm funny. That's fine.
It's completely subjective. It's like, yeah. That's the essence of comedy, I think.
I know. But it actually, to be honest, if you and I had to sit and do an IGTV for Just Eat and pretend, you know, the little like role plays, it's embarrassing. I'm saying that.
But if they want to sponsor it, you know, hit us up.
And we'll do it our own way.
Yeah.
I like the way that we do it on the, anyway. Full on business chat in the pod. I like the way that we very much do a bit of radio ad. Do you know it, girls?
Okay, girls. We will be with you next week. And remember, if you want to watch a live stream tonight, patreon.com/itgirlspodcast.
Yes.
8 p.m. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.